And the idea is that all of our selves have the noble purpose of protection, all of them. Now, some of them have gotten toxic over the years, or they were given the wrong information, meaning inner critics we know can be abusive or and internal bullies. That's never okay. But from the inner critic's point of view, we honor that it's trying to protect one's vulnerability. And so once we realize that all of our inner selves have the noble task of protection, that shifts our relationship with the selves. And then, in terms of the final eighth, some of our selves have to be upgraded. So, for example, an inner critic may be attached to our core negative belief if we have one. So, an inner critic who believes that we're not good enough is going to, part of its job, it's going to be like, don't forget you're not good enough. And it's going to do two things. One, it's going to make a lot of selves work really hard to prove the inner critic wrong. And that's the seven eighths. Yes, I'm good enough. And it's a paradox because that means the inner critic believes you can do it.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where we help you reduce stress, calm your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss through dialogues about ancient wisdom for the modern mind. On today's episode, we have another amazing and powerful workshop announcement in store for you. I have my co-host, Brigitte Dengel Gaspar, with me, and we are organizing another Shift Your Identity, Change Your Life workshop. Activate your essence through the alchemy of voice dialogue and yogic breathwork. Now, the last time we did this was on June 20th, and people seem to really enjoy that session. We had a few people who couldn't make it on that date because of schedule conflicts, or maybe they were too late in terms of registering. So we've decided to do another session because of the demand, and because we also had a lot of fun as well, mixing both modalities, voice dialogue, as well as breath work. How are you doing, Brigitte? Welcome.
Oh, I'm so good. I'm excited even hearing you describe it. It was wonderful. And I'm so happy to be here. And I'm thrilled that we are sharing this together, because our work, I think, really, as I we sharing earlier, the idea that when we have a relationship with ourselves, we awaken our divinity, mm-hmm. and that they go together. People don't always put that together. And I feel like we've really started shaping a workshop where it assumes both our inner selves from the human point of view, and then the much larger oneness is part of what we offer in our 4 hours together.
Wonderful. And so for people who don't know you yet, could you give them a bit of a glimpse into who you are and about your part of the workshop?
Absolutely.
Just a glimpse of that. I know many people already know you because they have heard your interview and they have attended your workshop. But for those people who are tuning in for the first time.
So I'm Brigitte Dengel Gaspard, as you said, and I'm the author of The Final Eighth, Enlist Your Inner Selves to Accomplish Your Goals. And that's how we originally met. And that book, one of the main tools is using this wonderful technique called voice dialogue, where you actually go to different parts of yourself. And so voice dialogue is something I stumbled upon when I was a performer in New York City. And I was totally aware that we are composed of many different selves. That just makes sense. But I read about voice dialogue and I hunted down Hal and Sidra Stone, who are psychologists, and I became their mentee. And I have trained in it and I trained others in it, and I founded the New York Voice Dialogue Institute. And why I ended up shifting from performing to going to school and becoming a psychotherapist and a creativity coach is because I realized when you embody different parts of yourself, especially hidden parts that you just either repress or don't even know they're there, you have such a larger sense of who you are. And then where this plays out in people who are having life goals that they're having trouble with, I call it the final eighth. You work hard. You've got lots of cells that get you close, but a lot of people fail in sight of the finish line. And I realize that's a different set of cells who are somehow fearful about success, and they have wisdom. And so the idea is, this is not about kicking your inner critic to the curb, because by the way, the inner critic is not going to go to the curb, but finding out what's the wisdom of these cells. And these cells are, we often feel they're in the way, but they become the way. And then the way voice dialogue has always had at its root that all humans have it within their vulnerability, their essence. And within their essence is their soul connection and what resonates for their soul work. So that's a bit of an overview. If you think I've missed anything, please let me know.
Oh, no, that's wonderful. And it's interesting that you said what stands in the way becomes the way. And just a few days back, I was going through a quote once again, because it wasn't the first time I heard it, but this quote was by Marcus Aurelius. And he said, in talking about the obstacle is the way, he said, what stands in the way becomes the way, right? Sometimes our obstacles, and in this case, our sub-personalities might act as hindrance initially, but once we, get to know all of ourselves, then they become the way, they form the pathway to your transformed self. So it's interesting how we are transmuting challenges and making them opportunities on this workshop. And many people have noted that as well. And since our last workshop, I also did a lot of exploration in thinking about what are some of my different selves or alter egos that I can explore more of. And I realized one of my alter egos is called Agni.
Oh,
tell
me more.
Agni means fire in India. So Agni is also one of the deities and stands for power, fire, right?
Yeah.
Now, in India, fire is considered sacred, but we all know that fire, you need to know how to work with fire, right? Because fire can light the room and fire can destroy a room as well if it goes in out of control. So, but for me, the fire is sort of the warrior self, the one that is able to rescue another, protect another, who can fight if needed to, go beyond that finish line, so to speak.
Yes.
So Aditya is sort of the more noble self, the more, everyday self, if you know what I mean. And then when needed, I can channel Agni, who is my warrior self, if I need to achieve a goal or do something above my normal capabilities. That's when I tap into Agni, and that's where I, save the day, so to speak.
I love that. Yes, because that when you are able to access different alter egos because you know them so well, then you can access the superpower that you actually need at that time. So if you bring in fire when water is what's required, that's a problem.
That's
so
true.
A lot of people do, that's partly where self-sabotage comes in, right? They're like, I brought my water again, and what they needed was fire. And so with voice dialogue, you'd say, well, let's go to that water self. And why do you keep coming in when in fact fire is needed? Not like to punish or judge, but like curiosity. So I love what you just said, because that's true empowerment. And also I like to think of selves as all selves have the gift and a sting. So the sting would be burning the house down, but the gift is that it lights the house. But
Exactly. But
you need to get better at managing amounts of the energies of the different alter egos, but also which ones. I love that. And I love that you connected to the deity within.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And I think just like me, a lot of other people who attended the workshop also enjoyed it and they sort of got to know themselves better. For people who maybe are tuning in for the first time to our podcast, my name is AJ and I'm the host of this podcast, but I'm also an instructor in breathwork, yogic breathwork, particularly the one that stems straight from pranayama. And I also mix it with soma breath, which constitutes of yogic breathwork techniques, but also blends it with breathing in beats and using some beautiful brainwave music that's going to help your brain relax and body relax. And when you mix all of this, you mix the ancient breathing techniques with the brainwave music, with breathing in beats, with the guided intentions, you are transported into a beautiful state, the state that you need to be in once you finish Brigitte's part of the workshop. And now you know about all these different cells that you want to work with. And then you can, you know, channel your best self, so to speak, in that state of relaxation, in that state of getting in touch with your higher self, your wiser self, because we're going to do a beautiful awakening breath work towards the end. So that's what I do. I help people calm their mind, relax their nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss using movement, using breath work, and using the power of their mind. And that's why our podcast is called My Seven Chakras, because we do work with the chakras. And we do also work with the Kundalini energy, but that's not our main focus, because we realize that, healing and development and spiritual awakening has multiple components, multiple selves. But depending on what, you know, thing that you need the most right now, once you are in that state of deep relaxation, you can access exactly the medicine that you need. So the workshop is happening on 1st of August at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Zoom, and is available at this point because we decided to lower the price. It's available for $27 early bird, $40 regular price, because the actual price last time was $35 early bird, $50 regular. And we received a lot of people who had enrolled for this workshop and they loved it. But this time we wanted to make it more affordable so that more of you can attend. And so we made this change. But if you want to get your ticket, early bird ticket, go to my7chakras.com/identity. That's my seven is a word, my seven chakras, chakras.com/identity. And you can save your spot. By the way, once you enroll, it might take about 4 to 5 hours for you to actually get the welcome email. So don't be surprised. I will get back to each and every one of you with your welcome emails and the link to your Zoom meeting room.
And I just want to add a couple of things, if I may, and just to say, your breath work is extraordinary. I've had the gift of being personally guided by you in my personal session with breath work. But then with the workshop, I'm the fellow presenter, but I got to just enter the states and it stays with you. So I just want to share with people that we can't really describe in words, even though you did a beautiful job, where AJ takes us, because it's so energetic. And I just want to say, like, how you described it shows how much science you're aware of and how much technique and training you have, which is what you bring to everything you do. But then as a receiver of that, that melts away. You just really take us to a place that I couldn't get to by myself. And then doing it as part of the group is just extraordinary. And so one of the other reasons is to talked about making it $27 is like, try it. If you don't like it, I always like to say, make an educated rejection. But for $27, there is nothing like our workshop. And I'm not saying it sounds like, I don't know, salesperson-y, use right. all the superlatives, but that was another thought. $27, you can't lose. And we just love what we do individually so much. And together, I feel like we've really found something that's such a gift. I feel it's such a gift. I learned so much as the presenter and being in your presence, AJ. So I just wanted to add that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brigitte. And it is so amazing coming from you. For listeners who have heard about breathwork, maybe they wanted to try their first breathwork session, or maybe have tried their breathwork session and didn't particularly enjoy the experience, which is possible because breathwork is such a big umbrella term. I'd like to share with you that my breathwork sessions are all about, firstly, safety. Secondly, relaxation, deep relaxation, and bliss. And what I mean by that is some of the breathwork sessions are more activated, so to speak, where you're breathing deeply and heavily for hours together. And some people need that in a certain setting and they enjoy it as well. But my sessions, what happens is we start with some movement. We start with some guided intentions. We do some really nice deep breathing, but also the focus over here is whenever you need to breathe normally, you can always breathe normally. We have some special music that will make you feel that you're in a different place, a different time, but we always end on a very relaxed Shavasana pose so that no matter where you are in your breathing state, once you're in that state, you get your own time to be in your own mind. I'm not going to wake you up, but you're going to be able to connect with your higher self and yourselves. And trust me, you're going to get the medicine. You're going to get the message that you need, and you're going to download it. So that's the intention that I bring to each of my sessions, is to, you know, get you exactly what you need. Because some people might be able to see, notice colors and sensations, but that's not the goal. That's a byproduct. The goal is for you to firstly silence your mind, and also in the context of today's workshop is to move past that final eighth, right?
Exactly. And you brought up safety, which I think is so important. Mm-hmm. And voice dialogue is the reason it's so successful is because it is safety first. And the idea is that all of ourselves have the noble purpose of protection. All of them. Now, some of them have gotten toxic over the years, or they were given the wrong information, meaning inner critics we know can be abusive and internal bullies. That's never okay. But from the inner critic's point of view, we honor that it's trying to protect one's vulnerability. And so once we realize that all of our inner selves have the noble task of protection, that shifts our relationship with the selves. And then in terms of the final eighth, some of our cells have to be upgraded. So for example, an inner critic may be attached to our core negative belief if we have one. So an inner critic who believes that we're not good enough is going to, part of its job, it's going to be like, don't forget you're not good enough. And it's going to do two things. One, it's going to make a lot of cells work really hard to prove the inner critic wrong. And that's the seven eighths. Yes, I'm good enough. And it's a paradox because that means the inner critic believes you can do it. But then you got come up against the core negative belief that I'm not good enough. And then the inner critic plays both sides. And that's what we also get into with the final eighth phenomenon. But when you, for example, go to the inner critic, because we always move over so that the self has its own spot, you realize the inner critic can be upgraded. And the inner critic can actually be promoted to your final eighth goal. So my inner critic used to work for my core negative belief, which was basically I'm not good enough. But now it works for me having a full life, including meeting people like you and sharing bliss, but not toxic positivity, because life is full of all the colors. And so that's part of the final eighth, where we get to have our inner critics work for us and not against us. And that is, again, transformative.
Amazing. So Action Tribe, by now you know that this is not an on-demand course that is uploaded somewhere and you got to watch it. This is a live facilitation, a workshop that is going to happen, well, not in person, but on Zoom. And it's going to happen while you are watching it. And of course, you'll get a replay as well. But the best experience, the most transformative experience, in my opinion, is going to happen live. And so what we're going to do now, before starting the workshop, we gave each person a link to a survey just to understand a couple of questions like, why did they enroll in our workshop? And what is that one thing, one outcome that they hope to achieve? And so we got some really interesting answers, which I'm going to respond, and then we'll comment on some of them as well. So one person said, I am in serious need of creating new neural pathways with joyful thought scenery. Someone says, listening to the My Seven Chakras podcast and ready to embrace full lovingness of myself in all parts. I would like to explore my creative side to help get me out of a rut and access my higher self. I listened to your show about this workshop and felt inspired by it. I feel the topic is really important and can help create a better balance in my life.
Beautiful. I think that is our goal. Everything that they were talking about. I don't know if I'm jumping the gun, but also the idea of happiness. Yes, but I think happiness can be a catch-all word. So often you go to a happy self, and that's the part of you that just is happy. But if you go to an unhappy self, that's not bad or negative. And you want to find out what that unhappy self has to say. Because again, its agenda is to protect you. So this just happened, AJ. The other day I was doing a session with a client, and she basically, we went to an unhappy self. She called it the game over self. That was the self's name, game over. And my client thought that this self was just a negative, pushing everything away self. Then when we talked to it, game over self was actually talking about self-sabotage. The game over that you party too much. If you want your goals, you need to call the game over earlier. And it turned out that self that she was kind of mad at was telling her correctly, you got to shift your life if that's what you want. So then we came back to center. Now you could argue that was difficult to hear and you'd be right, but that's also happiness because inside, she knew that part was right. And there was such deep relaxation when truth is revealed that there's that kind of happiness too. Like it's not all like happy going to the party happy, but it could be the happiness of, wow, I see it now. Okay, got it. I see now the route I need to take. That's a fundamentally deep happiness that's part of what we're talking about.
It's very, very, very true. And you know, more comments coming in. I have some limiting beliefs that are keeping me stuck in getting my coaching business going. And I think that speaks to what you were talking about, finding that true happiness from within, but also confronting that aspect of you that you're not happy about. But then, you know, looking at your whole self, not just focusing on just happiness, which might sometimes be toxic. I am tired of my bad habits holding me back and looking to try on new experiences for positive change. I'm curious and feel ready for some quote unquote outside help. I've always wanted to experience more breathwork instruction. I am tired of being stuck in the same mindset for the past several years. This is very interesting. Somebody says, I love trying different breathwork and value the work that Brigitte does with voice dialogue. That's interesting. I resonated with conversation of AJ and Brigitte about feeling stuck and being aware the lack to motivation towards myself to better myself in this life. Interesting.
What are you thinking? I see thoughts going by.
I mean, it seems like the people who attended last time could see the value of blending something like voice dialogue, which you bring in, and breath work, right? Because that's the way we sort of juxtaposed both our modalities, yeah. we said, you know, you need to know about these different sub-personalities or alter egos within yourself. Some that are being, you know, loved, but some that are being repressed or maybe are in the darkness night right now. And you need to have that knowingness. You need to have that information. So at least you can make some shifts within, but you also need to have that experience of breath work so that you can use what you now know and make changes energetically within, with your emotions, with your thoughts, with your spirituality even. And most importantly, reduce stress, but also experience that bliss state, that joy state, which is your primordial state, so to speak. So I think a lot of people resonated with that combination of voice dialogue and breath work. And the fact that we're doing this session for 4 hours. So it's not a 1 hour workshop. Mm-hmm. It's a 4 hour workshop because that'll give you adequate time to ask your questions. And that'll give us enough time also if we need, especially after your session or maybe after my session, if I feel people need more to be in the silence, because we don't want to wake you up after that. We want to give you your own time.
So you're making me think of a couple of things. Yeah, because we like the 4 hours because this isn't a bunch of checklists and then it's all over. We build in time so that it can really be understood with our bodies. And as you described the last time just now, one of the reasons that it works is because both of us are talking about our bodies. All of ourselves are in our bodies. They have different energies. And actually, viewers can do this now. I certainly opened with this in the workshop. But if you watch people, and this is a fun assignment anyway, watch their energies just on the street now that we're back out again, or even in a Zoom meeting. So a laid back self might be a lot more like this. And then like an assertive self is like that. And so we really highlight in voice dialogue this energetics of these cells within us. And then what you talk about, breath is all body. It's the lungs. And yes, it connects us again to the universal energies, but it's through our bodies. And a lot of times people, I think, get stuck because they don't realize they've kept it here. We love our intellectual selves and our smart selves. We need them. But if this is all that we're really using to explore what's going on, we're only going to get so far. But if we start to use our entire being, which is what we're talking about, I think that's another reason our workshop works so well, is because it's body oriented.
Oh, for sure. Two things over here before I read some of the comments from people who shared what is one outcome that they would like to experience. But I love your point about it not being in the head, but in it being about the whole body, because we will be doing some movement, maybe some shaking, we'll be sweating a little bit, then we'll be relaxing and doing some really nice breath work. And breath work affects your whole body because the way that you breathe affects your state. And the techniques that I'm going to be guiding you through is going to help you systematically shift your body from slightly more acidic to slightly more alkaline for a short period of time. It's going to help you release naturally opioids, endocannabinoids. In other words, it's going to help you awaken your inner healer within. It's going to help you release your stem cells. Now, we talk about stem cells in the medical context where doctors are thinking about how to take out the stem cells during the birth period and then inject them later on in life when they need it for cellular healing and repair. But now, through the promise and practice of breath work, you're able to hold your breath and activate these stem cells that are normally hidden in the recesses of your body inside the bone marrow, because guess what? The stem cells don't like high concentrations of oxygen. And you can read about that. This is not just me telling you this, but this is science. And what we do in this workshop is we blend the science with the spirit. Now, let's come to what people are saying. One person said, I would like to dissolve and learn how to dissolve my current blockages that feel permanent since my divorce 6 years ago. Somebody says, I sense and release of innate guilt and shame and a sense that I can unquestionably love all the things that aren't always lovable by the broken societal standards. This is some huge things, right? I mean, this is not just educating yourself, but this is about, you know, we all go through some experiences during life, right? Maybe like a divorce, or maybe your business broke down, maybe you lost a job, or maybe you had a bad phase, you lost somebody in your life during the pandemic. And this is where we can really help. Any thoughts, Bridget?
Yeah, the other part is, someone said about the societal demands, they're so real. And so a lot of times people who do a lot of their work, they don't realize that they have a lot, they still have a lot of shoulds. So even if they do personal work and transformational work, then they just switch hats and have different shoulds. Well, you should be more open. You should. So one of the things that I love about voice dialogue is when you go to a self, you can ask, well, what are your rules for living by? And you start to realize you're still living under all these shoulds. And it takes strength and courage to follow the different selves that say, hey, society doesn't like this part of me so much, but I'm fine with it. And so I it's hard, but to have all these shoulds at you. And this empowers you to acknowledge that it's true that the shoulds exist, but no longer find yourself blindly feeling bad because you know you don't measure up to some should. That's one thing. And that's freeing, because then you're like, well, what do I want? What do I think? And then the other thing about the person whose divorce is now 6 years later, but still struggling with blocks. The other thing is there's often grief. And I think grief is a wonderful thing. It's not depression. People confuse the two. So there are parts probably for this person who's still attached to that marriage. And I would say, talk to those parts if I was working with them personally. And it's okay for those parts to miss whatever is you're missing. And then let that person and those parts of you have those feelings. It could also be not societally acceptable feelings, like feeling still so angry and wanting revenge. And it's not like you're going to actually go out and get that revenge. That would be potentially illegal. But for that part can express like the anger. And usually when these parts get to express their genuine emotions, not their should emotions, often those blocks start to melt. And people often have deep emotions, and also with your breath work, like they feel deeply because it's a loss. And even if you wanted the divorce, even if you were the one, this is an unknown, a little known secret, often they struggle as much as the person who didn't want the divorce. And everyone thinks because you're the one that asked for the breakup that you aren't suffering. And so that's another should. People think, well, I asked for it. I shouldn't be having all these feelings about it. You know, it's still a loss, even if it's something you wanted. Even success is a loss to some degree because you have to say goodbye to the old way. And that can be people who are afraid of goodbyes and the parts of themselves that try to avoid goodbyes. They may be at their final eighth because they don't want to actually say goodbye to their former life with some parts of themselves. Other parts, of course, do. So these blocks often are very intense and they're hidden. You know, I'm putting my hands under the screen, but because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not operating, but they show up just in ways you described from our participants. And I just want to honor how big the emotions are. These are not minor situations we're talking about, as I know you know.
Very, very profound. I mean, what came to my mind is if we were to do this workshop in person, then the most ideal place to do this would be out at a farmhouse, maybe.
Yeah.
Where somebody would be able to scream their lungs out, right?
Totally.
If they were to express the anger. But that sort of vision came to my mind. And the other thing that came to my mind is, I think part of what you're talking about, maybe indirectly, is the law of karma, right? Because karma suggests that no matter what experience you've been through, every experience has an imprint on your mind. It has an imprint on your subconscious mind. And it affects you in some way or the other. So just because maybe a negative experience affects you, but also if it was you who decided to end a relationship or to end any sort of relationship, even though like logically, you know, you might feel like you're on the upper hand, your higher self does not know the difference, right? There's yes. some loss in either way. And sometimes it takes years to realize that. But, you know, moving on to the next comment, somebody says, getting past some blocks I seem to have regarding my business. Understanding why my past hurt keeps coming up and how to react to it better. To stop self-sabotaging actions and thoughts, getting positive thoughts and confidence, identifying who and what I really want in my life. Somebody says, inspiration to take real action to put myself out there more and stop being held back by fear. Somebody says, the ability to see some of my blockages and shift them in a way that is beneficial to me. And someone says, finally, I would like to get unstuck and achieve my goals that have been waiting for me for decades. So I'm sure our listeners are able to get a glimpse into some of the type of attendees that are joining us, but also some of the challenges that people have joined us for, as well as some of the outcomes that you can expect from our workshop, which is a 4-hour workshop. And it is live. The link is my7chakras.com/identity.
Only $27. So there's no reason to not come and join us.
Absolutely. Any thoughts, Brigitte?
August 1st. So that's a Sunday. So yeah. if you're on the Pacific coast of the US, you can like have a really great afternoon from 1 to 4 and then go into your evening. If you're on the East Coast, it starts at 4 and then it becomes your evening and you can then go to sleep and dream. That's another thing which maybe down the line we'll do, but dreams are very much a part of voice dialogue. And so when we do this work, which includes the breath work, so after our workshop, I always recommend pay attention to your dreams because you have actually activated the unconscious and the subconscious. And with voice dialogue, you can journal the dream and then think about what parts of yourself. And you could, let's say you dream that you're a mermaid and you can then journal as the mermaid the next day, like as if you were the mermaid in the dream. And this is what I want. And this is what I feel. And then maybe it'll come out like, say someone was stuck in their exercise program and maybe eventually it's like, oh, I love swimming. I haven't swum in 20 years. That's what I'll do for exercise. You know, so the idea is that dreams can really fuel your big visions, but it's wild how often they're really pragmatic. Like you hate your exercise program, but if you move into using the pool, you would actually do the exercise. That's just so pragmatic. But sometimes that's the little thing that you need. Talk about fire. That's the spark. Like, right, I hate all that exercise. I would say, well, then go do something you love. No wonder you don't want to do it. You hate it. So it makes sense. It's smart. We don't want to do things we hate. Mm-hmm. You still have to exercise, but what could you do that you liked? So that's the other. So dreams, which we won't get into this time specifically, but I'm just planting some seeds also of what people who are listening can start to think about before they join us on the 1st.
Very, very true. And Action Tribe, I hope by now you know the nuance of our workshop. It's not about helping you find something you don't have. That's not what this workshop is about. This workshop recognizes and acknowledges that you already have everything that you need inside of you. And this is about taking things that are holding you back from your dreams, your goals, your desires, and from that bliss that you really deserve. It's like, you're already that piece of gold in that mine. We're just polishing you a little bit so that you can shine in the sunlight. And if you resonate with this message, then make sure that you go to my7chakras.com/identity. mysevenchakras.com/identity. We'll have the link in the show notes as well. But it's $27. We thought, you know, for $27 for two people facilitating this workshop for 4 hours, it's sort of like a no-brainer. You don't really have to think too much about it. But it's $40 also, regular.
Yes, sorry, AD, I forgot. We are also giving people a free workbook.
Yes.
As part of this. So I just want to say so that they'll have something to go home with. Sorry. But $40, yes, if it's the regular price. But we're throwing that in again because we've learned from the last one, like we wanted to give people something that they could really use to continue their work when they're finished. And also, since I'm interrupting you, I'll interrupt you for one more thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Please come back. Returnees, this is one of those workshops you could continue to come to. And because you've already started the process of knowing more about yourselves, then you come and you learn more about cells you already are learning about or brand new ones. Say, okay, now let's work with me. So please come back. It's still the lower price. And you might hear some of the same information, but it will not hit you in the same way. There's nothing in our workshop that you wouldn't be affected more deeply and distinctly by coming back. If you came to our time in June, we'd love to see you again in August.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, the second time you attended, it's going to be about a month and 10 days approximately since the last time you would have done that. And that's a good time to sort of refresh what you already know, but also work with what you already have and get closer and closer, or maybe already cross the finish line.
Yeah.
So we're really excited. I am excited for this workshop, and we're busy putting together the finishing pieces so that you have exactly what you need. And we'll see all of you. By the way, I forgot to share, but there's a limit. There's a cap in terms of how many people we can have on this workshop because it's live. And so the cap is 40 spots. And because people have liked this workshop before, we've spoken about this in the last couple of months. And these spots are bound to finish up. So as soon as you listen to this, just go to mysevenchakras.com/identity. Save your spot. Because you don't want to miss this. I'm not sure when we're going to do this next. Once the fall comes, it's not as good as summer. But if this resonates with you, then make sure you join us.
We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at mysevenchakras.com. That is my SEVEN chakras.com.